Hello and welcome to another Super Wire short edition. My name is Gregory Wharton, also known as the Dynasty Mechanic. I'm here to talk to you about Cam Akers, rookie running back coming into the draft this year. Super excited to talk about him. I love rookies. Rookies are great because it's so much unknown quantity or quality we're about to get. And it's so exciting to see what they'll do. Without further ado, let's talk about him. He comes from Florida State. He's coming out of his junior year. He's 5'10", 217 pounds. Pretty good size, BMI, body mass index, for those who don't know that. His combine results were pretty great. He's pretty athletic. Love seeing that. 4.47 seconds, 20 bench rep, 35.5 vertical jump inches, 122 inches on the broad jump, and 4.42 shuttle, 20-yard shuttle. He didn't do the three-cone or the 60-yard shuttle, kind of, so not too sure how agile he is, which we'll see that at the pro day for here soon, right? Or it already happened, one of the two. Those are all combined, right? So, great stuff out of that. He shows you how quick and speed, how much speed he has for how big the guy is. For 5'10", that's pretty beefy. You definitely want, he's in the upper 80%, I would say, for the BMI, or 70%, somewhere in that range. That is awesome. And you want to see that because it's harder to bring down guys like that. It's harder to tackle them. He has a good shiftiness to him. He has a great one cut go. And you'll see it on film where he'll just do one cut and the guy will just on skates and just goes flying past. He had 1,144 yards his junior year, 30 receptions for 225 yards. And he had a total 18 touchdowns on the year. That is bonkers. Now you're thinking, but that's not a lot of yards for college. Normally you want a guy who absolutely dominates, and you do. This guy dominated because he had no help. His offensive line was abysmal, non-existent, not there. Pretty sure it was ranked dead last in the NCAA. Had to, or at least in the ACC. It was horrible. Absolutely wretched. Like, the guy had no help whatsoever. So as a result, he would constantly just go, oh, there's a hole. I got to burst through this hole like there's no tomorrow. And he did that, and it was great to see that. And I love seeing that. So you can see that how the combine shows what you saw on tape, and that's great. You want to see that. You don't want to base it just off a combine. You want to see what you base it just off a film too, because they can lie to each other. One can say, oh, this guy's great, where the film's saying a little different, and vice versa. He passed the eye test. His stats also passed. He's going to be a great prospect, I think. He's going to be a great player. So here's a little stat from Graham Barfield. A great follow on Twitter. You should follow him. He's great on running back prospects. How often a few of the top running backs in the 2020 class are contacted behind the line of scrimmage on their carries per yards created? DeAndre Swift, 9%. Jonathan Taylor, 11%. Cam Akers, 30%. 30%! Of his carries, he was contacted behind the line of scrimmage. That's almost one-third of his carries. That is ridiculous. That shows you how horrible his offensive line was at FSU. Absolutely horrible. So you want that in a prospect. You want him to be able to create yards on his own, get that yak. That's so great. You want him to be able to catch the ball. His only ding, I got to give him, main ding, is he can't pass protect at all. He's a road bump. He's a speed bump. He's nothing. He tries. I always give him that, but not that well. That can be coached up. That can be fixed in all intents and purposes, but it can be a three down back if he can get that pass pro up. So that's my only thing that separates him from the other three that are ahead of him, is he can't pass pro that well at all. That's all I got for you. I'll always talk about this. Landing spots. I'd like to see him go to a place where they want to target the running back. So like Atlanta, Devontae Freeman is most likely moving on this year. At least you hope. Tampa Bay, somewhere like that. Tampa Bay, he wouldn't go very far. Somewhere where he'll get targeted in the pass game, because that's where he'll absolutely do great, because he's amazing in the open field. Now, that's all I got for you guys. Please give a like. and subscribe to Sleeper Wire Show. This is Gregory Wharton, the Dynasty Mechanic. You can find me at Dino Mechanic.